Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father.
Bless you, Father.
Let thine anointing rest upon thy servants and the house today. In the glorious name of Messiah. You may be seated to bless him for all things. I do praise him. For my heart can only be filled with the gladness of this true revelation. That at the end of my faith, I will receive my salvation. Messiah said in Scripture, there come a time that brothers will actually come against brothers. You will see the sign of apostate in the midst of the house. You will see children ungrateful, vile and filthy. He said, you will see this opposition against me as never before. Of my truth, what I reveal, and what I stand for. And he prefaced that to tell them, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, for the glory of his name. And he gave them consolation and comfort. He said, but he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Peter said, receive the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. That's the end of our faith. Salvation assured unto us as we endure the opposition that comes against the purity of this righteous Elohim, that the world is taken awash by idols and pagans today. As I was in the tabernacle last night with Brother Jason and Brother Allen, I began to speak things because my heart was very heavy. I said, your way. Even his name, the thought of, quote, God, unquote, is taken out of the minds of the people today. There's no thought and no reverence of the things that are pure and holy. He's given them a pigskin football. I said, Father, that troubled me. I say, even they will sit for hours. And they will rage over a pigskin football. Even those that are very shy and educated. And there will be rave reviews over a ball that men play like children. So he supplanted that with a form because they have denied him. And they resist his truth. So he's given them a football and a basketball. He's given them trivial trinkets. And they are amazed at those things. And they give great glory, great honor unto those things. And he established these icons. Men. Vile and filthy and perverted. And rewards them greatly to seduce and to draw the souls of many into perdition and darkness. They are ministers of darkness. They have no light in them at all. Something is drastically wrong in the minds and the heart of man today. When they are excited about a basketball and a football, and they will sit hours and give themselves over to that, polluting the minds of their sons and their daughters, to be taken under the delusion and the power of that spirit to destroy their souls into hell. And they offer them up to Moloch today, into the fire of darkness. They offer them up to Molcom and Ashtaroth, deities of darkness. Those are their savors. The name was given to all deities that save men from their troubles and their trials. So they call them savors. He is our Redeemer. He has redeemed us of the power of that blood, that we may stand in His presence and before Him clothed in the garment of righteousness. Now that is what Yahweh has done. And so the Bible said today, whereby there is no thought given over unto Him, you will be hated of all men for my name's sake. But you that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. He raised up a man out of the house of Israel by the name of Moses. And the name Yahweh did not give him that name, but it was given by the daughter of Pharaoh, he that is from the waters. He raised up a man out of that house under the cauldron and under the power of that wicked government. He raised him up to be a redeemer to the house. It was not that they are us are deserving of his salvation of Yahshua, but because of the promise made unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he delivered them from the bondage of that house because he had made the promise. They didn't even know him, nor did they know his name. For Moses said, "Who should I tell them? And the name of the one that has sent me to deliver them." And he said, "You tell them that I am the one that Abraham knew and the one that Isaac and Jacob knew. I am your hope and I am your redeemer." And he died it with a mighty hand. He brought them out of bondage, and they did not even know him. And the same that he has done for his house, we have not truly known him. Peter, as Yahweh saw profound work there on Pentecost, it said that Yahweh added daily unto the assembly such as should be saved. And he added to that house those that should be saved. That he brought them into the body those such as should be saved. When a man is truly saved, there's a fruit of salvation. There is an expression of this profound deliverance. It is made known in the expression of a man's heart. And there are fruit that exercise unto praises and glory unto the Father. That same house, as Moses began to deliver them by the mighty power of Almighty Yahweh, as he began to deliver them, they began to murmur and to take side with flesh. Do you not understand that the scripture says that there was a king that rose up in Egypt that knew not Joseph? He began to vex burdens upon the house of Israel. He began to make their task even harder. He began to burden them down and to perplex them. But the scripture says the more task and the more burden he placed upon them, they waxed stronger and they multiplied. The more he placed upon them, the stronger they became. A people of resistance and resolve. A people of mighty power and a mighty anointing. The more that Pharaoh exacted upon them, the stronger they became. And this is a generation that is very weak, for the faith has not been tried. And when the faith is tried, they began to scour and find gods that are convenient unto them. Gods of their flesh, their lineage, their races, their personalities. They began to look for gods of that nature. And when Pharaoh began, by the hand of Yahweh, began to exact a toll upon this people, they became much more solidified. And then they began to cry unto this Elohim that they knew not of. And then only did he hear their cries. This is a nation and a people whereby any visage of any kind of God is removed from it. This is a perverted nation. It is vile. It is corrupt. It is given over unto deceit. What a man will offer his sons and his daughters to the fire of Moloch instead of to the altar as Abraham offered Isaac before Yahweh. That he did a righteous thing to bring that son and to sacrifice him before Almighty Yahweh. In obedience, he did that. For he knew that he was able to raise him up again. And he counted him faithfully. And because of Abraham's faith, it was accounted unto him as righteousness. This is a faithless generation. It is an apostate generation. Apostasy is in the house. For they love the pleasures of sin more than the things of Yahweh. They will spend hours at a video game, at a basketball game, at a football game, at trivial things that produce nothing but death. When it comes to his glorious name or his presence, they shun that. They reject that. They will not receive that. They will not acknowledge his truth nor his word. Nor will they adhere to it or gravity or give themselves over unto that. They love the traditions of men, their football Sundays and their football Saturdays, their dinners in the sin dens and the cauldrons of darkness. They love that. When it comes to a pure worship of a Father, they reject that and they deny that. You must, my friends, save, keep yourself from this corrupt generation that is on its way to hell. And darkness has consumed it. The minds are far removed from truth and things that are pure. As the apostle said, are there few that truly be saved? There's only going to be a few out of the masses of the people that are truly are even saved today. He brought a house out. He saved them from their enemies. He saved them. He sent evil angels to trouble them. He brought them out. And yet, in the wilderness, he destroyed them all because they did not believe him, nor did they acknowledge this great one of deliverance that had brought them out of bondage. And you will say to yourself that I am better than that. You are perverted and you are wicked. It is because they rejected this Messiah that it opened up the door in the predestination of Yahweh to bring unto them this revelation of truth. For Yahshua is of the Jews, and he sent him to seek those and to save them that were lost. Those that he had called and established a covenant by Abraham, he sent him to identify them, that their names can be assured in the Lamb's Book of Life. And men today are so certain of their salvation, and yet they have not searched the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. For in them you think you truly have eternal life. And they are those that truly testify and sing of his goodness and his kindness. And yet they truly don't know him. Not at all. For the Scriptures tells us there is only one way. You're going to show your love toward him. How is that? It is in the book. It is in the Scriptures. When a man truly loves the Father, Well, there's a love in his heart for him, because the scriptures tell us how we will know that we truly love him. I know that we speculate it's because of our good deeds, but not so. Because we're nice to some of the world does that. That is no sure sign of loving him. There are charities and good organizations, philanthropists, and you do things that are very kind and very generous. That has no strength and power of his love in the midst of it. It's a good thing. It's a very honorable thing. But that does not denote the power of the love of Yahweh. For the Muslims do that. For this corrupt and these corrupt organizations do that. For the Mormons do that. And that is not the profound sign of his love. And yet because our minds are so busy and given over unto every kind of activity except scripture, except this law of righteousness, we actually justify our corrupt love that we think is love. And it's not love. It's not pure. It's based upon a feeling, an emotion. That is not the love of Yahweh. That is not the sure sign that a man has this profound, in-depth love in his soul. Now the scriptures, they tell us the bona fide act and the deed of this profound love of Yahweh. It tells us that. Yet we are trying to bring offerings and sacrifices that are not acceptable unto him. He is not receiving them. But we have gone in and trod a new path. There's only one way. It's a straight way. It's a narrow way. And it's a righteous way. It has nothing to do at all with you or your personality or what you can offer. It has to do with the offering of that lamb on the cross at Calvary that redeemed the power of the curse from off the lives of his people. They were bound in fear of death. They were taken by every kind of evil. And we were. And you have been. Every vile, every corrupt thing there is to overtake a man's mind. And so the enemy has supplanted these gods with icons and idols. They had a picture in the newspaper of that vile thing that they call Madonna and that thing that they call Britney Spears and that other vile child of darkness. And they had them kissing Madonna and Britney Spears. She had her mouth open, both of them. She was placing her tongue. It's in the paper. I said, what a vile, an insidious, corrupt thing. And your children, your sons and daughters are open to that vile, corrupt thing. Her mouth was open. Madonna's mouth were open. You can see it. It was so visible. I said, Yahweh, what is this wicked world come to? For they have rejected Almighty Yahweh. Darkness is upon the face of the earth. I say to you, saints, and I have no respect of Yahweh's people. He says to you, woe unto them that get suck in this day. And that is a reality. Whether you reject that or whether it offends your heart or not, he says, woe unto them. And there's a terrifying thing that's going to come upon the face of the earth. For the heart of man has become hardened against Yahweh. And the reason why? Because there's no love for him. He loves family, wife, sons and daughters more than the divine one. He loves his pleasures and his things, his emotions and his feelings more than he loved the Father. And that can't be. It cannot. And so what he has done, he has allowed, as he sent the angel, the evil angels, he has allowed an evil spirit to overtake this land. And the minds today are very insidious and very evil, even young men. And their corruption, and their vileness, and their sin is going to destroy them into hell. He's not going to save them all. He's going to save his house. Just his house. And that's the truth. I don't care who it is. I'm going to preach his truth. He has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save only you that believe him. And that's how he's going to save us. These folks out here that say they're going to do it, they are going to hell. He has chosen by that method to save his people. And you must be preached to. You must hear preaching. You must. That's why the world is so corrupt today. They hear preaching, and they're hearing it from the powers of darkness. Vile, corrupt men with interpretations of Scripture that pollutes the hearts and the minds of many. What we need is a revelation by the Spirit. And it is only Yahweh that can reveal. Who can reveal him to you but him? Is he not a spirit? Only he can reveal himself to you. He can be revealed any other way but by him. And men have denied this unction of his spirit. And he has suffered very long, as he did with the house of Israel. They sinned in Goshen. They did things that were not pleasing unto the Father. And so for 425 years, he allowed them to be in bondage in that house. And yet he revealed his mighty work thereby, allowing even the oppressor to oppress them mightily, and to show them a sure sign that he was with them because of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He allowed them to multiply and to increase. Even when Pharaoh began with this vindictiveness led by Yahweh to destroy all the males, even the midwives, as they spoke unto him, they said that the Hebrew women are more lively than the Egyptians. And by the time we get there, the babies are alive and kicked in, and they are well. Because they feared Elohim, that they were not even hearken unto the voice of this insidious, wicked king. And that's what the king of this earth is doing today. He's robbing the senses. He's taking away the ability for men to reason today. He's bringing the young ones into a cauldron, a bondage whereby there is no liberty or deliverance. You're going to serve Yahweh, or you're going to serve the powers of hell. There is no in-between ground at all. You're going to be saved or unsaved. There's no middle position. You're on your way into kingdom, into the kingdom, or you're on your way to the powers of darkness. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It's either or. And that's it. There's no way as a 16-year-old lad, 15 like this lad, that I would even look at a man of Yahweh the way he has. There would be a shamefulness upon me. I wouldn't even defy an elder like this wicked thing here. I don't care what. He's not going through anything no more than anyone else. Katara watched her father die. An elder, and these were young people. It is only his rebelliousness, his wicked ways, his sinful corruption, and this preacher's not going to allow him to do it here. A 15-year-old boy that would defy the man of your way, the man of authority. He doesn't realize the wickedness in him. These men are walking in rebelliousness, and they have all backslidden. And that's the truth. I don't care what you say. They're all backslidden. They don't even mention the name of Jesus. And so they strengthen one another in their sins, show forth their own wickedness that they can't condemn each other. So I'm not going to let him do it here. And his best avenue is to ship up and ship right. And because I'm not going to play with him. I've been kind to this boy. I've tried to be a father because I loved his father. And I've been a father. I've been a friend. I've been a companion. I talked to him. And this wicked child of hell, this is his response. The scripture said that they will become unthankful. See, there's no natural affection there. Unholy, unthankful, truth breakers, incontinent, despisers. He has no pure righteousness in him. Because if he did that, he would even honor. And then he would break down and he would even bow his head. He's not going to look at me with some kind of defiant look. If he's on the threshold of hell. When I was that age, I understood my mother's plight and what a foolish spirit, both of them. That the mother is going through a paradox in her life. You would think that they want to do things to help her. I did with my mother. And they're in a place whereby they don't have to be burdened down. They don't have to be vexed. They can just do it. I understand the drawing of the world. The reason it draws them because their minds are set upon those things. They're young men that are on fire and fervent for Yahweh. And their hearts are sincere. And they don't have the amenities that he possesses. I watched it here. If anything, Evangelist Horn's sons would have given Sister Horn hell at his death. And these young men, their ages are not far from him. And yet they've been the pillar of a studious young man. So don't tell me. He has examples. And I won't let a boy. No. Not even a man. Not even a woman. Not a you that despises his name. I won't let you. I understand that there are you that are weak, and we just go, I will bear the infirmities of the weak. Some just don't come along as others. Some don't have the same tenacity as others. Some don't have the openness like the Bereans. They had an open mind, they had a readiness of mind, and they received. And then they searched scriptures to see if those things were so. They didn't go to other men, they searched scriptures. When a man truly loves the Father, I want to read a scripture. I want to show you the love of Yahweh when you will know that a man truly loves him. And the power of that love is simple too. It says in John chapter 14 and verse 15. Saw you knew that the hour of the cross was near. And the anticipation of a tremendous death that he had to suffer. And to bear the sins of the people that have forsook him. They all forsook him. Every last one of them. And they went about their own activities and their own affairs. Isn't that what's taking place today? Men are forsaking the right way. And they are going after their own pleasures. They are amassing their own goods and their own things. Establishing their names. There's only one name. And thus the name of Yahweh should be established in us. Nor the name There's no other lineage that we have outside of him. For anything outside of him shall perish. It's corrupt. There's only one lineage, and our lineage is in him because we have a birth from above by New Jerusalem. So we have no lineage in the earth. For our lives are just a passing thing in this realm. And we know that it's going to end. Do you see a young man like that not realizing that death works in him now? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as idolatry, iniquity and idolatry. And because he rejects the word of Yahweh, he will reject you. What if I began to reject this profound truth? He is going to reject him. Preachers in America, they were burning the people down for Malachiah concerning tithes and offerings. And they will show them how they are cursed because they have robbed Yahweh by not giving them tithes and offerings for his storehouse. Every Pentecostal, every apostolic Baptist, they all use that to bring the people under a bondage. And the people fear that too. Yet in the same book of Malachi, he said, if you will not give glory unto my name, ye are cursed. Ye are cursed. And this is a generation that is cursed. They will give glory unto the redskins. They will pay their tithes and their offerings unto the redskins. Do you understand how much it costs to go to a football game? Some team like the Redskins. Tickets around $65 for one. A bag of popcorn, $10. You cannot bring your own food supply into those whorehouses. So for one person to go to a football game, it's around $100. Just one. And even the college football games are much more expensive than that. You can't even get tickets at some of these powerful schools unless you are alumni. And you have given your generous donations to the schools. That is the only way you can get a ticket. And yet they pay homage unto these gods. And they are excited today on the Shabbat. And they worship their gods in these arenas of darkness. Their minds are filled with drunkenness. Their thoughts are filled with drunkenness. I warn us, saints, he is coming. Whether you believe that or not, it is a reality. You reject him, and you are ashamed of him. He's going to be ashamed of you. He's going to reject you before his Father. But shall you know in the hour of his death, and that the time had come that he should fulfill the commands and the calling of his Father. As he understood the paradox and the dilemma that he would leave the apostles in. He said to them in John chapter 14, verse 15. He said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. If a man truly loves the Father today, he keeps his commandments. And they will say they love him with their tongues and their mouths. And they will speak all kinds of accolades concerning their love for him. But their hearts are far removed from him. For his laws and his commandments are in the heart. Are in the heart of man. And in the inward parts. He said, if you truly love me. If a man truly loves him. He said, you keep my commandments. The wisdom that I have spoken unto you. The disciplines, the statutes. And in those things it brings a revelation and understanding of truth. Truth will never have power in a man's life until he begins to learn obedience. When a man learns obedience, then truth will reveal the power and the strength of the might now, his mighty works in truth. For Pilate said, what is truth? Tell me what truth is. When a man doesn't obey the Father, he cannot understand truth. He has no ability to perceive and to receive truth into his heart. And he said to these apostles, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he said to them, and I will pray to the Father. That's what Messiah said. I will cry unto the Father, and he will give you another comforter. He will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. He said, I will pray to your way, my Father. That is why he told us how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He said, the Father will send you another comforter. And he will comfort you. And he will give you that sense of knowing. For it will be the Father, his Spirit, dwelling in you. And I will send you another comforter. And he tells us whom this comforter is. Even the Spirit of truth. Even the Spirit of truth. And that is the comforter of Yahweh. He is truth. And there is no lie in him. His doctrines are not twisted and warped. It is man, we, our traditions, us. We have warped the doctrines and the truth of Yahweh. For we will not allow him to comfort us in revealing this truth unto us. And that is what he does. He is the Spirit of truth. There is no other truth beside him. None other. And he doesn't guide and lead you into a crooked path. He doesn't lead you to an out-of-the-way path or some kind of contact with him that is from the truth. There's only one way. When a man truly begins to show forth love unto the Father, he will keep his commandments. He will do everything that Yahweh commands him to do. To lift his voice to him, to lift his hands, to praise him in the dances on the timbrels. You will know what a man truly loves the Father. What a man can't not do that. There is no love for him. He doesn't love him. They can speak lies from their corrupt, wicked hearts. There is no love for the Father. For Yahshua is the fulfillment of the word of Yahweh. And everything, every scripture that is written, it is written by Yahweh's inspiration. He inspired the heart of man to write them. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh. How much of the scripture proceeded out of his mouth? He said, all scriptures given by my inspiration, and they are profitable for doctrine. He said, you will know that the comforting of a man's soul, it will be the visibility of my power and me dwelling in that man. He said, whom the world, they cannot receive truth. When a man is caught up in his own world, he cannot receive truth. And that's what you have today. You have a worldly, what we call a worldly whorehouse. That is what it is. It is not the entity of the tabernacle of Yahweh. For in that place was the glory of Yahweh in his tabernacle. He said the world cannot receive. And that worldly mind, the way the world shapes our minds today, it shapes your mind in how you look, how you dress, what you like, what you don't like, what you eat, what you don't eat. How you feel and how not to feel. Yet the anointed Yahweh will lead us into all truth. He does allow your emotions to remove you away from truth, from all truth. He does allow traditions to remove us away from all truth. And that is why Messiah said, it is important that you show your love toward me, that you keep my commandments. If a man truly loves him, He will do all that he commands him to do. And he will do it with fervor and excitement of heart. He said, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. He said, but we know him. For he dwelleth with you. He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you again. How could he come to them again in the body of flesh? Yahweh is a spirit. And the power of his truth, of his word, was manifested in a natural body to give man hope. To show them that there's a hope. And we believe him and trust him. And we endure unto the end when trials of afflictions burden us down. When there's an opposition against his order and his truth to draw us into a path that deny the truth of his word. And that's what the enemy is doing today. He's drawing men into perdition whereby they deny the authenticity of the power of his word, because if a man has the power of Yahweh's truth in him, he will love him. Amen. And he will bring forth fruits. Amen. To love him with all and to love his neighbor. Who is our neighbor? Those that we know, our friends, and those that Yahweh bring in contact with us daily. Amen. Everyone is not your neighbor. He knew what he said when he gave us commandments. He knew what he said. He says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. I want to go down to verse 21, please. Messiah said, he that hath my commandments. Do you understand that this is your way here? He that hath the commandments that Messiah walked in were the commandments from the beginning. He brought revelation and light to this profound truth of the Father. When a man has his commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. When a man has his commandments, a man keepeth them. Only that man loveth the Father. Because he tells us here in his love, not that ye love me, but that I've loved you. Amen. That is love. Amen. He's held accountable for his words. That's why he couldn't allow Israel to be destroyed in Goshen. Yet he allowed them to be tried with fiery trials. He allowed them to be burdened down and to be vexed. He allowed Pharaoh to drive them with tremendous tasks. And the more they draw them, the more they increase. When a man is truly tried, when there's an opposition against him, you will see the fruit and the power of that man increase. You see it decreasing today. You don't see an increase in the bearing of fruit, but you see a decreasing in the lives of those that profess that they know him and testify that they know him. Their lives are shabby. Their love is predicated upon a feeling. It's not based upon the law of Yahweh, keeping his commandments. When a man truly loves him, he will adhere to the commandments of the Father. Our traditions have taught us lies. It has brought deceptions. It has turned us away from this truth. And yet Yahweh, in this latter end, don't tell me it hasn't happened. For Israel, a people, he brought them out with mighty signs. With his mighty hand and outstretched hand, he brought them out of a bondage. There was affection upon them. And when they got out in the wilderness, he said, upon this last thing I'm going to do with Pharaoh, this is going to get me honor. He did not allow the Hittites and the Hivites to allow Israel to come through the land. So they were set a longer course. For Yahweh, I got it all planned.
I'm going to show you that you were delivered by my hands. It wasn't your deeds and your actions, your righteousness, not that you knew me, but I knew Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. By my immutability, I cannot lie. I can't go back on my words. So I brought you out this long way, so that Pharaoh would have time to establish, or that evil angel would trouble him. He'll pursue you. He said, because I want him to pursue you. And when I do that, I'm going to deliver you. And you've got to know that it is by my delivering power that I redeem you from the fiery furnaces of darkness, from the bondages of sin. You will know that. And yet when they began to see and search Israel, when they began to search Egypt, fear overtook their hearts. And Moses, by the utterance of Yahweh, he says, you're going to see the hand of Yahweh today. Simply stand still and see the Yahshua, the salvation of Almighty Yahweh. And he caused the east wind to blow and the Red Sea to open up. What a night. What a mighty thing. What a profound thing that was done. And yet he caused them all to go over dry shod. That one was lost in the sea. And the arm of Pharaoh, the enemy, pursued them. And they were all drowned in the Red Sea. And they began to sing and began to shout. And all of a sudden, because of their bellies, they wondered, how shall we eat? How are we going to be taken care of? What waters are we going to drink? How and what bread shall we eat? You always said, I will send them bread, angel food from above. And that still didn't satisfy them. He's given you every desire that even your corrupt heart could desire. He suffered that to show you you're not walking in faith. He suffered that. He's allowed you to have things that he knew you should not have had. He's given you things that have never brought you closer to him. He's allowed things to transpire in your life. It hasn't brought a oneness with him. Hasn't showed a love toward him. You haven't obeyed him. And this is the judgment against this generation. He's going to judge it with a fierce wrath and an anger. For they have rejected him, his commandments and his laws. And this is a generation that has rejected it. It's open up unto every foul thing and every unclean thing. I say to you parents that are about to bear birth in your children, you better pray and do it righteously. You better anoint them with the savoring oil of Almighty Yahweh. You better check your spirits and your minds and your souls to make sure that you're doing righteously before him. For you open the door unto darkness and the spirits of hell will overtake them. That's why we see things that are manifested today. That's the truth. He brought them out. And they gave themselves over unto strange gods. And death ensued them and destroyed them. There's no time for laziness. There's no time for chatter talk. There's no time for chit-chatting. It is time to get before the face of Yahweh. As Messiah known this hour. He knew he was going to the cross. And he said to those men, as Paul said at first, no man answered with me. He said, they all forsook me. But yet Yahweh stayed by my side. I understand that emotion that Paul experienced. When all men forsake you. When they deny the presence of Yahweh. I understand that. I understand that. At first, no man entered with me. And that is the true body today. No man is going to stand with the true body. He must be a born again, renewed creature in Messiah. That's the only way you're going to stand. That's why they could not stand. Messiah answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And he now, when a man keeps the commandments of Yahweh, he said, my Father will love that man. And he. That's what scripture says. And he will come unto him and make our abode with him. So the man keeps the commandments, because I come in the Father's name. And everything I speak, and everything that I say, John 14:23. He said, everything that I say, it is of the Father. And the Father will dwell in that man, because I and the Father is one. There's no divide there. Our doctors have taught us that. We have not understood the clarity of that. And that's why we don't try to tackle it. That's why he had to come in the Father's name. Go back to verse 21. He that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. When a man keeps the commandments, he loves Messiah. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. He should understand this hope that is in me, for I will make known unto him this truth. He will not have to have doubts. He will not have to wander. But he can be certain of his soul. He can be certain of his salvation. Do you understand that this was the hour of death for Messiah? He began to reveal things unto them that he had never revealed unto them. He began to open up this plethora of understanding and revelation of whom the Father truly is, because he and the Father did one, and the Father was with them. And in this hour, he's going to do the same thing. It's going to have to be done by revelation. And already the revelation is going to come. You must have the ear. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies of Almighty Yahweh. We must have the ear to hear and the understanding to hear what Yahweh is speaking in this hour. He was at the point of death at this hour. But there were things that must have been departed into those disciples, that they could stand the true test that would try them. And there's a test that is coming that you have never seen. It's nothing like it. There's a trial that you're going to be on Yahweh's side, or you're going to be on the side of the earth. You're going to choose. And it's going to be a complete demarcation whether you're on his side or you're on the side of flesh and the world. And that's the truth. Messiah said in St. Matthew's, in Matthew's chapter 19, I want to read these verses because they're important. A few things that I want to say today. I had such a battle what to preach today, Father. I know what I said. I wanted to. But the Father has a different avenue. He knows what we need. Matthew's 19. Verse 16, I want to begin reading. We know the scenario here. I want to read it, that you may hear it. And in your hearing, you may understand and receive. It says in Matthew's 19, verse 16, I behold, one came and said unto him, he called him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh. But if thou wilt enter into life, he said to him, keep the commandments. If a man will understand the power of life, the words that Messiah spoke, they were spirit and they were life. There's a reason we don't understand the profoundness of his truth in this hour. We don't keep His commandments. We keep the traditions of men and the laws of men and the commandments of our traditions. He said, but a man will enter into that arena whereby he understands life, he must first keep my commandments. He said unto him, which? Yahshua said, thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You all gloat in that. We will say, truly, Father. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? He said, I've done it all. And yet he lied. Yet he lied. Yet there's light in the house today. Yahshua said unto him, if thou would be perfect, if you want to be complete, he said, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. That's what he said. Follow my laws, keep my commandments. Do what I tell you to do. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He had his will, his own drive, his own determination. And that's what men have today. They have their possessions. It's not a love of Yahweh because of a man. If he truly loved the good master, he would have received his commandments. He would acknowledge them. He would have had a love for his commandments. And we truly have that pure love of Yahweh in us. We will love, first of all, him. He said to love Almighty Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength. And then your neighbor. And then your neighbor. You love him above sons, daughters, and kinsmen. You love him above preacher, every man. You love him first. And when a man truly has that love for him, you will see a man walking in those commandments and the laws, the statutes and the wisdom of Almighty Yahweh. When a man begins to walk in that, he will not have no occasion to fall after slipping sin. Because there is no love for him and his truth. You father people that is falling into sin and darkness, as a despising of his laws and his commandments, as a hatred for his name, as a rejection of those things, as our traditions teach us, anything that is not according or in line with that, it is strange. And we have become estranged from him by our traditions and our ways and our laws. They have not produced anything but hatred and lies and schisms and fighting and strife and wrath. That's all it produces amongst one another. It doesn't produce that profound love. Your favoritism, your kinsman, your cousin, your sister, your nephew, your niece. It produces that kind of love. That is not the love of Yahweh. The love of Yahweh will cause a man to love his commandments. It is laws. You better go back to the book. And see what the book says. Every scripture, every commandment is given of Almighty Yahweh. Everyone, and not one is to be refused. Everyone. Well, what about sacrifice? That is not to be refused. For we present our bodies unto him as a living sacrifice. Nothing is to be refused. What an ignorant mindset that he wrote certain things that should be refused. We understand that there were things in the Old Testament, there were patterns to bring us, to teach us, unto the spiritual revelation in Messiah. But it's not to be refused. It's not to be refused. Not one bit. So when the young man heard that, he was very sorrowful. The young men today are very sorrowful today. When he said, you must present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, your reasonable service unto me. They have no thought about giving themselves over unto a foolish basketball for hours and hours each day. They have no thought about giving themselves over the things that produce no strength at all. This world is blind, saints. It's blind. It's a blind world. And the blind is leading the blind, and they're falling into such ditches. They're falling into ditches. It's blind, saints. And they got blind guides leading the blind. Blind. I was looking at the news this morning and the things that the young folks are given to. They're so vile. So filthy. Believe me, parents. There are not going to be that many that's going to be saved. Whether you receive that or not. They love the pleasures of sin. When a young man can walk into this house and see that Yahweh has blessed even him. I can walk in such adamant and obstinate spirit. He's a foolish lad. When he defies the man of Yahweh without any brokenness of heart, something is wrong in his mind and in his spirit. He is missing something in his soul. There's no right, law of righteousness there. And we sit here and we will get offended because I will say that to that lad. I will not take it back. If he walked out of here today, I wouldn't take it back. Something is wrong in his spirit. Something is drastically wrong in him. That there is no repentance to say, man of Yahweh, I'm wrong. Help me. Same with you. Same with you. You know you're wrong. It's one thing about wrong. You know when you're wrong. He knows he's wrong. But pride. Don't you know that the proud are cursed? But you know there's a curse upon the proud. Just like those that rob Yahweh. Just like those that would not give glory to his name. Don't you know their curse? Don't you know their curse? They are cursed. And a cursed thing cannot bring forth anything. You see, a dead fruit tree can't bring forth anything. It can't bring forth no fruits. So it pretends it has fruit. But there's no fruit there. Many leaves, but no fruit. And the leaves camouflage it. So your deeds and your actions simply camouflage you. To make someone make you think you're good and you're right. You're on your way to hell. And here's one preacher that's not afraid to tell you. He's not afraid. He's not concerned about your emotions and your feelings. No. And ye shall know the truth. And only truth makes a man free. To say, woe am I, Father. That's what truth will do to a man. Let me quickly read this. I want to drop down to verse 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. Shall we have? Therefore, your steward said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in this regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that ever shaken houses, men don't do that today. Or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. For many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So have we truly forsaken all for him? He said, he that have forsaken all in this regeneration, or this regenerated world, he said that I shall supply unto that man a great riches. And yet this is a generation that is filled with poverty. They have no strength spiritually. Why? Because there's no law for his commandments. When a man doesn't love him, he will not do what he says. That's why children disobey parents. That's why they rebel. Because there's a hatred. There's no love there. They're headed, they're high-minded. They're stubborn, they're rebellious. There's a spirit of witchcraft operating in them. That's why they would talk to mothers any kind of way. They would speak any kind of way to fathers. They have no fear of Yahweh. They have lost the fear of Yahweh before their eyes. Why? Because there is no law for His truth. And then parents will call those wicked children nice or good. You see, they are right. A man loves Yahweh. He keeps His commandments. Obey them. Obey Him. There's those that have rule in the spiritual realm. And the scripture says, obey them. For they watch for your soul. That's the commandment of Yahweh. Men will not do that. Why? Because they will not forsake houses, land, children, mother, father. They will not forsake anything for Him. They will forsake Him for a corrupt piece of land. They will forsake Him for an unrighteous, wicked son or daughter that's filled with corruption, that has no love in their hearts for things that are pure in truth. They will forsake Yahweh. They will have disdain for His commandments. Say, I don't believe He said that. Well, if He is in you, if He is, He can only guide you in Him. Because the earth and the fullness thereof, everything belongs to Him, and all of this is in Him. All the creation is in Him. All the creation is in Him. All the creation. So if He is in us, not leaving us comfortless, it's good to have comfort when you're being perplexed and tried. If He is in us, then He is not going to lead us outside of Him. And how do we know that we're in Him when we obey His truth? When we are led by Scripture, His words? That is how you know that you are in Him. And anything outside of Him, you are not in Him. If you're being led by feelings or emotions or traditions, then you are not in Him. You're outside of Him. If He is in us, then He will lead us in Him. He doesn't take us outside of Him and try or experience other paths. There's only one path. And He leads us on that path of righteousness. Why? Because He is a righteous Elohim. So He doesn't take us outside of Him. He knows what's outside of Him. In Him is our refuge. And we know that we are in Him because He is in us and leading us in Him. And He doesn't lead us outside of Him. You see, you come into an hour whereby you can't deny My name. He's in this regenerated world. This world that... And that is so filled with apostates, unbelief. It doesn't trust Yahweh. And that's why they can't keep His commandments. For there is no love at all for Him. None. The thing that they love are wicked things. Can you imagine that the televisions and the viewing audience of this award ceremony they gave with this perverted thing called Madonna? And Britney Spears. I don't even want to show you the picture. And you watch these two women embrace like a husband and a wife. You tell me that the mindset of the world receives that and they revel in that. That's what they do. You tell me that's not corrupt. Fire. And these are what they call stars. These are the ones that everyone aspired to be like. They're the star running back, the star basketball player, the star track player, the star soccer player. In high school, they call them stars. So everyone aspired to be like them. And sons are given over unto the service of that spirit. Fathers will glorify a touchdown. And the one had put breath in the boy's belly. Now those that are shut in this congregation, in the gathering of Yahweh's people, and they get excited over a pigskin ball, then over the glorious work of Messiah to redeem. They're blind, they're fools, and I say it emphatically, they're on their way to a dark place of hell. They're going to die. And their sins. They're going to die. He brought them out. And yet they said, I don't believe this you. And he killed them by the thousands in the wilderness. And he killed the fattest of them too. And that's what they're doing. They're getting fat in the world. Their bodies are getting fat. Their spirits are getting fat. They got the televisions and their things. And they think that is wonderful. David said, I will sit. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. He will not allow that thing to mesmerize him. To consume him. And that's what the enemy has done. He's made them so cheap that even a child of five can buy one. And David said, I will not set no wicked thing before my eyes. And that's all men are doing today, setting wicked things before their eyes. He said, I hate the works of them that turn aside. He said, I hate their works. They turn aside from you and they go another way. Isn't that what man is doing today? They're turning aside from his commandments. He said, I hate the works of them that turn aside. He said, I won't allow that thing to cleave unto me. He said, shall not take hold of me. I will not allow it to take power and strength in my life. But I will resist every force of darkness by submitting myself unto the hand of Yahweh. And I can resist every power of darkness that I may be free. In this hour, saints, you must be free. And if a man is not free, then he is bound to sin and to darkness. Again in John chapter 15, I want to read one verse. John 15 and verse 10. Messiah says in verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. He said, continue in my love. Now he told them what to continue in, did not he? John 15 verse 9. He said, continue in my love. That's what he said. He said, if ye keep my commandments, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Now that is what scripture says. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Ye should dwell in my love. You shall be in my love if you can keep my commandments. You will know whether a man is abiding in Yahweh's love because he has a love and an aspiration for his commandments. You obey every word that he speaks. You give glory unto his name as he said, and honor. That's what he says. And the name is not Jesus, it's Yahshua. It's not Lord God, it's Yahweh. He said, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. He said, I've kept what the Father's commanded me to do. Now I've given you a charge that you must obey what I've charged you to do. And you must do it. I've kept the commandments of my Father. Listen now. He kept what the Father commanded him to do. And in doing that, he abode in the love of Yahweh. And he said unto them, now you keep what I tell you to do. Well, what commandments did he have? He had the commandments of the Father. For he kept the commandments of the Father. He abode in those commandments. And he gave them the commandments that they may abide in him. Because he abode in the Father and the Father in him. They're one. One. Just one. So if you keep my commandments, then the love of Yahweh, my love, because my love is to the Father, then my love abide in you. Because my love is to the Father. My love is to the Father. So if you keep what I say, then my love abide in you. And you abide in my love. And what was his love for but to love the Father? And to do the commands of the Father. And to do those things that please the Father. That is what his purpose was. To please Yahweh. And our purpose is to please the same Father. Why? Because he's given us an example. He's given us a pattern. And Messiah is our pattern and example. That's why he tells us, Paul said, consider Messiah. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners. Unless you be weary. Unless you be weary. And you faint. So that's what we have to consider. The Son of Man that endured the shame of the cross, death, that he may open up this door, this Pandora's box that have been closed from the minds of men, that they may truly have oneness with the Father, and they can truly come before the altar and truly praise and worship him. Truly. That is what he wants, saints. And that is what he's going to bring a people, a house to in this hour. It may be a small group there, few here, few here, few there, in Russia, China, throughout the world. But they're going to all speak the same. They're going to all walk the same. They're going to talk the same. They're going to call the same name. They're going to speak his name the same. It's not going to be different names. It's going to be one your way. That is his name. The scripture says in 1 John, 1 John